KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, a family-operated business offering farm equipment that works as hard as you do. And our weather forecast for today calls for a frost advisory in effect for Cass and some area counties until 8 a.m. That would include Adair, Madison, Adams, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold. And a freeze warning remains in effect also until 8 a.m. for the far west and southwest counties, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. We look for it to be partly cloudy and breezy today with a high around 54. Winds out of the northwest at around 10 to 20 miles per hour. In the news, the Cass County Board of Supervisors Tuesday morning praised Cass County Public Health for helping to vaccinate the local population. Supervisors Board Chair Steve Byer said things are winding down and a big part of it is a sense of urgency and people are becoming more relaxed in hopes of getting things back to normal. Byer said the county COVID vaccination program has been better handled than in other counties.
I think Cass County has done a much better job, more efficient, less confusion in the way that they've organized and vaccinated people. We are now in the general public, over 4,000 people here in Cass County have received both doses of vaccine. We've got another 1,200 that have had one vaccine and are on the list for their second.
He said there are about 200 people still on that list waiting to receive their vaccinations, and that we're getting to the point where just about everybody who wants to be vaccinated has been vaccinated.
I'm optimistic. I think we're getting up to that 75% or so of everybody that's eligible in the county at this time, having been vaccinated.
In other business, the county supervisors Tuesday approved the five-year secondary roads construction program and new hires for three maintenance positions. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman said those new hires include
Travis Hansen is operator one, mm-hmm. beginning at 2135 per hour. Daniel Holliday is operator two, beginning at 2172 per hour. And Garrett Frame is operator three, beginning at 2237 per hour.
Cass County Engineer Trent Wolkin said he had 35 applicants for three maintenance positions, and they were all very well-qualified candidates. The board Tuesday passed a resolution for the 2021 weed control program, which is the same as last year, with the exception the date was changed from 2020 to 21. They also established a Cass County Temporary County Redistricting Commission with districts based on 2020 census data. Once again, here's Dale Sunderman.
The main reason for doing this now is so that the Democratic Central Committee will know how many persons to appoint. It can be a 3 or 5 member board and make a difference of whether you appoint 2 people or 3 people and they appoint 1 or 2.
And the unpaid commission will include Steve Byer and Dale Sunderman as members. There were no candidates to appoint to the Cass County Zoning Board of Adjustment or County Zoning Commission, nor was there a licensed physician's name available for appointment to the Cass County Board of Health, so those items were tabled during Tuesday's meeting. The Adair County Board of Supervisors will continue today with discussions they've held in previous meetings the past couple of months with regard to a solar panel ordinance. In the past meetings, some rural residents voiced their concerns and objections over proposed plans by MidAmerican Energy to take more land out of production in favor of large solar farms. The board's meeting begins at 9 a.m. today, and around 9:30, Adair County supervisors will hear from their county attorney, Melissa Larson. Members of the public will be allowed to attend in person in the courtroom of the Adair County Courthouse, but officials note that in-person attendance will be limited to 21 people in order to allow for social distancing. If you plan on attending, you should wear a mask. The conference phone will still be available for those who cannot attend in person to listen and comment. It can be accessed by calling 605-313-6157, and when you're prompted, enter the code 526-272-POUND. The supervisors discussed at length during their last meeting on March 31st what would be appropriate for allowing such industrial-sized solar development in Adair County, and after considering ordinances other counties have and discussing what their options are, considering the parts of rural Adair County are not zoned, the supervisors decided to drop an ordinance restricting solar panels to be 500 feet or more from any dwelling, regardless of project participation, 500 feet from a property line of a parcel less than 10 acres of a non-participant, 250 feet from the property line of a larger non-participating parcel, 50 feet from a road right-of-way, and a radius of 150 feet. From the road right away at intersections from the center of the road. The supervisors also would like panels to have native grasses or other manageable vegetation underneath them, and for there to be a decommissioning plan developed for when they are no longer in use. The board will also receive a report from Weed Commissioner Nathan Jensen with regard to noxious weed notices, and County Engineer Nick Kaufman will talk about a new hire for his Secondary Roads Department, a concrete box culvert project at W20 Jackson Road, as well as a no-spray agreement for the City of Fontenelle's well site and other matters. Elsewhere in the news, Atlantic Trees Forever has announced spring tree vouchers are now available. Spokesperson Dolly Bergman said tree vouchers are a great way to help with the cost of a tree to plant. The vouchers are worth $30 off the cost of the tree and can be obtained at Pimosa Farms north of Atlantic. Bergman adds there are a limited number of vouchers available. Those at Pimosa Farms can help you determine what kind of tree will work best in a location you'd like to plant a tree. Pimosa Farms is located at 50979 Buck Creek Road in Atlantic, but Dolly Bergman suggests you call owner Tim Rivas first at 402-659-1213 before driving out to the farm to ensure someone is there to help you. That's a check of the news on KJAN. KJAN News was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland and Kinsey dealer in Atlantic. Lindemann Tractor, true blue.